I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
D.A. Houston, the senior guard for the Longwood Lancers. And really neat to watch some of these incredible parties where the atmosphere is confetti and cheering and, yeah, just so much enthusiasm. What was that like for you the second time, DA, going through it in 3 years, the selection show, the fans, and all of the buzz?
It was always a great experience, especially sharing with people that just been supporting us throughout the season. And being alongside the people you care about, my teammates, we call each other brothers, and it's something we really embrace. And it was a great experience, and it felt good to see our names up there and knowing that our work paid off.
Well, you're a senior, so this is your last run through it. So how much different does it feel to you knowing that your basketball experience will come to an end relatively soon?
It's sad, but it's a great feeling as well. It's something you always dreamed about, or something I've always dreamed about as a kid. And just to get the experience of just playing college basketball alone, it's a blessing itself. But being able to go to March Madness, especially – 2 times is really a blessing. It's something that I'm going to embrace and take all in once again.
How different are you as a player, maybe as a leader, this time around, as opposed to 2 years ago when you all were experiencing it for the first time?
Well, I really have grown in a leadership role. I believe I've always been a leader in a way, probably more of an example in the past couple of years. But this year I really grew being a vocal leader. And just learning more about my guys and different ways to lead them. Because, you know, you can't lead everybody the same way or try to get a message across to everybody the same way. So I feel like I really grew in that area of learning my teammates and being more vocal.
Mm. Is that tough sometimes, though, especially when you're going through adversity and you have to be the one who speaks up and maybe does try to light a fire under your teammates?
Yeah, it could be tough. But at the same time, my teammates make it easier. They know where I'm coming from. It's all love. And we're really brothers. You want to hold each other accountable. And that's kind of how we look at it. But it can be tough sometimes, especially going through adversity. And sometimes it can just leave you thinking of where you can be improved, because sometimes you feel like it's part of your job to get your team to where we need to be.
Well, clearly, and the team wouldn't be in the NCAA tournament if not for the leadership of you and your fellow seniors. D.A. Houston is with us from the Longwood Lancers, back in the NCAA tournament for the second time in 3 years as the champs of the Big South. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I saw this quote from your coach in which he talked about you and a couple of other players grabbed hold of the team, told them what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. What does that mean? What did you do to help turn this team and your season around?
Kind of what I spoke on earlier, just being more vocal and let them hear my voice. I feel like I've earned the respect of my teammates and just using my voice, because, like, as a coach Mari said, I know a little bit. I've been around a little bit in this game. But just being more vocal and really pushing them and holding them accountable.
Well, let's talk about that stretch in which you all were 2-10. So you lost 10 of 12 games. I know a bunch of them were close, so it's not like you were getting blown out. You were working hard. But what did that feel like at practice and in your locker room?
I mean, it was disappointing, honestly, for us as a team. We all felt disappointed. But at the same time, we had belief in each other, and we knew we knew we could be better, and we had that belief that even when we was going through those tough times, that we still is a team capable of winning it all. And I mean, during that stretch, the practices, I mean, we just dug in deeper. We never lost faith, and we kind of we just turned everything up a notch and became more focused as a team overall. But during that stretch, I mean, it was tough, but with the guys we had, I mean, we uplifted each other. And that really helped.
You feel like that really solidifies your relationship and your situation with your brothers, as you say, your family?
Yeah, for sure. We kept each other going through all those times because, I mean, we felt like we were getting counted out. But we had, like I said, we had that belief and faith in each other and that confidence always that we can be better, and we knew we could be better.
Okay, so then what changed? You win your last 9 games, including the Big South. What changed over these last couple of weeks?
I would say our approach and practices, we got more focused on the little things, and I feel like we really grew into our identity of being tougher on the defensive end and being more execution focused on the offensive end. And I feel like that's really kind of what changed.
When you say tough, a very tough first round opponent in Houston, they're known for being physical. They're known for being a team that wants to kind of beat you up and will go toe to toe and wants to make your offense look awful. What was it like to see your name pop up or your school's name pop up right underneath Houston as the one seed?
It was honestly, that was a great feeling, especially with me being raised from Houston and, that being the team I've always seen, I mean, around the city, it felt good to see us matched up against them. And I feel like we're just as tough and just as physical. And, yeah, it's going to be a dogfight.
D.A. Houston's a senior guard from Longwood will take on Houston as the number one seed in the South. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What do you remember about the tournament appearance 2 years ago, D.A.?
Just the whole atmosphere overall. It was it. I mean, yeah, it's like something you only can dream of. The media everywhere, just the college basketball environment. That's definitely one of the best stages in sports, and that experience is once in a lifetime.
Do you remember any nerves or anxiety over it as you started playing in your first tournament?
Nerves? I'll say more of an excitement. I wasn't really nervous, but just excited. Just being able to be in that environment. And just like I said, something I've always wanted to do as a kid, and wanted my family to experience with me. It was I was just overly excited. But this year is kind of a different approach. I mean, last year we wanted to win the game, but this year we've been there before. And now we're trying to get us a game in this tournament.
Okay, so then how much does it matter that you've been there before and you know what to expect?
I mean, it matters so much to me. This is a game on love. I'm very passionate about, and I want to win. I want to win. I'm very competitive, and so I don't want to just be there. I want to make some noise in the tournament, and my teammates feel the same way.
It's kind of cool to know that so many people are rooting for you, though, right? Even if they're not there in the arena, but they're back in Farmville, they're going to be watching all over the country. And then just in general, the fact that it is possible, we know 16 seeds have upset ones recently.
Yes, ma'am. Farmville is a great place. We get so much support out here, and it's honestly, it's a great thing to be able to play for the people of this town and this university, as they put so much into us, and to see kind of what they put in and paid off, and just to see how you can uplift the community. I mean, it's great. The support is amazing out here.
What's the approach as you go into a game where you're not expected to win?
Just doing what we do, what got us to this point. And honestly, just still having that confidence in ourselves. A lot of teams probably go into certain games like this and have no confidence in them and can be defeated before the game starts. And I feel like That's half of it, just having that confidence in ourselves still. And then just doing what we do, being tough, physical, whatever our culture instills.
When you go through a game like you did in the semifinals of your conference tournament and you have to win in overtime and it's a one-point affair and it's really tight and it's really tense, how much do games like that prepare you for what's to come?
It prepares you, I feel like, in every aspect. Just being in those close games where the details really matter And then the pressure is kind of really on, especially when it's meaning behind the game. I mean, it prepares you. I feel like, yeah, everything you do.
So finally, before I let you go, DA, for you and for your fellow seniors, you know, what will you take away from this last season of basketball?
The brotherhood we built. I mean, we had highs and lows, and the relations I built here I'll forever remember, especially in those low times. We had each other's backs, and that's something I'll always remember. Not everybody gets to experience a love like that.
Well, no wonder you're such a good leader, DA, because you didn't say wins. You didn't say cutting down nets. And I know you're excited about the tournament, but the fact that you care more about the relationships, I think, speaks volume of your team and your culture.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations getting a chance to go again. And I remember watching you a couple years ago and just believing with you and wanting you to pull that upset. Well, I love the confidence that you take into it. Can't wait to watch.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, DA.
You have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.